Law number 20, the law of explosive growth. To add growth, lead followers. To multiply, lead leaders. In 1990, I traveled to a country in South America with my wife, Margaret, to teach leadership in a national conference. I could tell my comments were not connecting with them. They didn't engage, and what I was trying to communicate didn't seem to make an impact. The people I spoke to didn't understand leadership, and they had no desire to learn anything about it. For someone like me who believes that everything rises and falls on leadership, it drove me crazy. This wasn't the first time I had experienced such frustration. I noticed that whenever I traveled to developing countries, I faced similar situations. I suspect that in nations where there is no strong business infrastructure and where government doesn't allow its citizens much freedom, it is difficult for leaders to develop. On the flight home, I talked to Margaret about my frustrations. I finally summed it up, saying, "I don't want to do this anymore. I traveled thousands of miles just to counsel people on petty conflicts. If they would just turn their attention to becoming leaders, it would change their lives." After listening patiently, Margaret replied, "Maybe you're the one who's supposed to do something about this." Margaret's exhortation to do something about the leadership problems I had seen overseas stirred something within me. For the next several years, I reflected on the issue and thought about possible solutions. Finally, in 1996, I decided what I would do. I brought together a group of leaders to help me create a not-for-profit organization to develop leaders in government, education, and religious community. I named it EQUIP, which stands for Encouraging Qualities Undeveloped in People. We would try to develop 1 million leaders around the globe by 2008. How could a small nonprofit organization hope to accomplish such a feat? By using the law of explosive growth. EQUIP's strategy, which came to be called the Million Leader Mandate, was to develop 40,000 leaders in countries around the world. Those leaders would attend a training session every 6 months in a city near them for 3 years. The only thing that would be asked of them in return was that they commit to personally develop 25 leaders in their own city, town, or village. EQUIP would provide the training material for the 40,000 leaders it trained, and it would provide material for the 25 leaders each of them would be developing. If the strategy succeeded, we would develop 1 million leaders. It was an ambitious plan. The question was, would it work? I'll give you the answer to that question later in this chapter. You can grow by leading followers, but if you want to maximize your leadership and help your organization reach its potential, you need to develop leaders. There is no other way to experience explosive growth. Becoming a leader who develops leaders requires an entirely different focus and attitude from simply attracting and leading followers. It takes a different mindset. When you're leading a group of people, who typically ask for the most time and attention? The weakest ones in the group. If you allow them to, they will consume 80% or more of your time. However, proactive leaders who practice the law of explosive growth don't allow that bottom 20% to take all their time. They seek out the best 20%, the people with the greatest leadership potential, and they invest their time developing them. They know that if they develop the best will help with the rest. There's a myth in some leadership circles that promotes the idea of treating everyone the same for the sake of fairness. What a mistake. As Mick Delaney says, any business or industry that pays equal rewards to its goof-offs and its eager beavers sooner or later will find itself with more goof-offs than eager beavers. Leaders who develop leaders give rewards, resources, and responsibility based on results. The greater the impact of leaders, the greater the opportunities they receive. Leaders who attract followers but never develop leaders get tired. Why? Because they themselves must deal with every person under their authority. Being able to impact only the people you can touch personally is very limiting. In contrast, leaders who develop leaders impact people far beyond their personal reach. If developing leaders has such a great impact, then why doesn't everyone do it? Because it's hard. Leadership development isn't an add water and stir proposition. It takes a lot of time, energy, and resources. Once you find leaders, drawing them in can be very difficult. they are entrepreneurial and want to go on their own way. If you try to recruit them, they want to know where you're going, how you plan to get there, who else you're planning to take with you, and whether they can drive. What you're doing has to be more compelling than what they're already doing. On top of that, your organization needs to create an environment that is attractive to them. That is often not the case. Most organizations desire stability. Leaders want excitement. Most organizations desire structure. Leaders want flexibility. Most organizations place a high value on following rules. Leaders want to think outside the box. If you want to gather leaders, you must create a place where they can thrive. As hard as it is to find and gather good leaders, it's even more difficult to keep them. The only way to lead leaders is to become a better leader yourself. If you keep growing and stay ahead of the people you lead, you will be able to keep adding value to the leaders who follow you. Your goals must be to keep developing them so that they can realize their potential. Only a leader can do that for another leader, because it takes a leader to raise up another leader. If you keep adding value to the leaders you lead, then they will be willing to stay with you. Do that long enough and they may never want to leave. Convinced that developing leaders was the key to reaching our goal of training 1 million leaders, EQUIP launched the MLN, Million Leaders Mandate Initiative, in 2002 in several cities in India, Indonesia, and the Philippines. We had chosen those areas because we had the best contacts there and had experienced success there in previous years. The response was overwhelming. Hundreds of hungry leaders traveled to each site to engage in the 2-day training. Some attendees spent as many as 5 days walking to get to the event. And at the end of the training, when we asked attendees to commit to developing 25 leaders over the next 3 years using the materials that we would give them, more than 90% of the attendees signed on. With the first success under our belt, we moved forward. The next year, we began training leaders in other parts of Asia and the Middle East. In 2004, we started training in Africa, in 2005, Europe, and in 2006, South America. In some cities, we had very modest success, with a few dozen leaders attending the training. In other cities, people came by the hundreds. Many leaders were able to commit to developing 25 leaders. Some could commit to training only 5 or 10, but others were training 100, 200, or 250 in their towns and cities. As I mentioned, we wanted to reach our goal of training 1 million leaders by 2008. At times, it was a struggle. In some countries, we had a difficult time gaining credibility. In others, it took us a long time to make connections with leaders. But to our great surprise and delight, in the spring of 2006, we reached our goal, 2 years ahead of schedule. Now, what seemed to be an impossible goal seems modest. In 2007, we trained our second 1 million, and we launched an initiative to develop 5 million leaders in the next 5 years. My hope and prayer are that before I'm finished, EQUIP and its partners will train 50 million leaders around the globe. That's explosive growth. Leaders who develop leaders experience an incredible multiplication effect in their organizations that can be achieved in no other way, not by increasing resources, reducing costs, increasing profit margins, improving systems, implementing quality procedures, or doing anything else. The only way to experience an explosive level of growth is to do the math. Leaders' math. That's the incredible power of the law of explosive growth.